2 minutes of fame on Inside Florida Racing. And let's see, we are giving Mike Lawhorn his 2 minutes of fame on Inside Florida Racing. Mike, you are on the air, and it's your 2 minutes of fame.
Mike's racing in the Mini Stock 100 at Citrus County.
April 11th.
Yeah, April 11th.
So are you looking forward to the big race?
I am excited about it, yes. It's been coming on for a while, and I can't wait for it to get here. Jim Curry has put put a lot of effort into this race, and it can't get here soon enough if I'm able to do 100 laps myself. It'll be the longest race that I've ever been in.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's stuff still coming. I mean, today we announced that Sunnyland Roofing Supply added sponsorship, a couple hundred bucks, like $50 on four separate finishing
Jim,
places.
Jim has been telling me he's been getting a lot of that. He told me today that there was a street stock driver.
Chris? Go ahead.
That called in and offered to sponsor laps and stuff, and that's coming from a street stock driver that has a business, but is back in the show, which is great. It's for other racers and other classes to get into it. I think it's great.
Yeah, L&B Racing, the number 20 Thunder Stock at I guess at Citrus. Chris Hickey's put in. They're putting up $50 for the leader of lap 20, and whoever finishes 20th position. So
yeah, that's great. And you know, with Jim and Critter there at the track working together, and the payout for this race is just phenomenal. I've never been involved with anything that has had that kind of a payout. And you know, Jim's promoting it. He's putting his heart and soul into this thing, and it ought to be a great show for the fans to come out and see. And you know, we're going to have the halfway point, the break at the halfway point, which will give some of us a little break to catch our breath, I'm sure. But we're going to start 30 cars in it. I know that entry form or that on the website, it only goes down to 24, I think. But they are starting 30 cars in that.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. You raced many stocks at Citrus?
Yeah, yes, sir. I've raced there about 6, 7, 8 years now. I was racing there when Jim won his championship there. I haven't won a championship yet. I finished second twice, so... I've been racing there for quite a few years. I love it. It's to me, it's a perfect track for mini stocks to race on, especially with what they've evolved into nowadays. I mean, they're four-cylinder late models anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and Citrus to me is a perfect track for it, and I'm really looking forward to this. I wish they'd have some more races like this throughout the year. Maybe not a big series, but you know, like a triple crown or something, you know, like
sure.
With the late models, you know, if you got three tracks that work together and all of them promoted a 100 lap race, and if you just had three a year, that would be great, I think.
I think you're right. Now, let me ask you, I know that every time I've been to Citrus, the mini stocks always have a pretty good field of cars. I think the last time was like up in on the 17th of January. I think there was like 20 some cars there that night. Right? I mean, you always got a bunch of you guys, right?
Yeah. The first 3 weeks of this season, we've been averaging about 12, 14 to 16 cars or so. And but yeah, there in this race here, I'm really expecting a lot of cars. I'm actually expecting like this week and then next week, the week before the 100 lapper, for a lot of people to come out and do like a test and tune session, you know, to get ready for the 100 lapper.
Well, now you guys that race there on a regular basis, you're not just going to let these outsiders like Storer and them guys just come in there. I mean, Sermons and them guys.
No. If they get it, they're going to work for it. You've got the regulars there like Clint Foley, George Newman, Kevin Harrod. If he decides to race, you know, he's a champion from last year. If they come in and take the money, they're going to have to work for it. Ain't nobody going to hand it to them.
It's going to be a great race. This is definitely a race that, you know, you don't want to miss.
And I believe you're right. It is going to be the biggest mini stock race of this year, and according to Jim, this is just the first one of many that they're going to do. And like I say, him and the track are working real well together, working hard together to put this together. They're going to open up one of the places after the race for a little party for the mini stock guys, and so yeah, it's going to be a big event. And I just can't wait. I hear that there's drivers from Georgia coming down, you know, and I seen on the website the other day where I think it was some guy from Idaho or Ohio or someplace was talking about a series that he run up there. You know, I mean, they're talking about it from a far distance, you know.
Yeah, Idaho. Boise, Idaho.
Mm. Yeah, that where that was from. Yeah, I seen that on there, and I thought, man, that's reaching out there.
Well, that's one of the things that's funny about you know, the internet just opens these doors. We do a show here every Monday night, you know, that's all about Florida racing. But, I mean, we've got emails from, that's not actually the, maybe that is the farthest, but we get emails from people in California from time to time. We get emails from people, I had an email from Nova Scotia. I mean, it's amazing. It is amazing. I mean, people, Florida's kind of one of those destination places, so.
Yeah,
everybody's.
How would that be to have a mini stock from Nova Scotia, huh?
Well, you know, when Mike Peters ran that 24 hours of Ocala a few years ago when it was still on asphalt up there, the 12 hours of Ocala, the third place cars were people that came down from Tennessee, and you know, I mean, so it's I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some guys from Georgia come down.
Yeah, and I wouldn't either, and it's getting out there thanks to Karnak and all the sponsors. I mean, everybody's talking about it when you call these drivers or people. I've got a gentleman coming down from Tennessee that I have another car out here in my garage that I've been trying to sell, but with the economy, I decided I'm going to put a motor in it, and he's coming down, Randy Tustin. He drove down here for a while, and he's coming down to drive in the 100 lapper. We're going to put a motor together in it and just to have another car out there, so. And if everybody would do that, there's no telling how many cars we could get in this race.
Well, you know, it's just going to be a great opportunity for race fans as well as drivers. And you know, if you're out there, if you know a mini stock driver who hasn't been, you know, racing lately, encourage him to break that car out, get it tuned up, and to join the race April 11th at Citrus County Speedway. It's going to be a great time, and they can find more information about this race, of course, at Real Racing USA. They've got information up there. Go to Karnak.com. They'll find the link and go and get all the details. Mike, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we look forward to seeing you up there at the big race on April 11th.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, Jack, I believe that there is that was his 2 minutes of fame on Inside Florida Racing.